Okay, everybody, Stephen Key here, and I have a very good friend and a famous inventor, Dan Kiltner. Thank you for joining us at InventRight TV.
Thanks, Stephen. It's really great to be here again, and love always talking to you and seeing all your amazing inventions behind you and all the things that you do for all the inventors out there.
Well, thank you so much. You know, it's been a couple years. Last time we had you on, I watched it in the shower today, this morning, just so I could kind of keep up with everything. But you guys, Dan's got a great product that's been selling for a long time. I mean, I can even buy it today, right? I mean,
oh yeah, we've done 30 sequels to it. It's a product from the past, but it's, you know, there's many versions and we're still expanding it. So
from Hasbro Gaming, Bop It,
Lift It, Pull It, Throw It.
Wait, what?
With 10 moves.
Sing it. Whip it. Bop it.
Yeah. Bop It from Hasbro Gaming.
Pretty happy
How
about that.
How many years has it been selling for? It came out in the late or mid-90s, 1997.
27 years.
How many people have a product that's been selling for 27 years?
I don't know, but I'm really happy to be one of them. And I can remember, so Bop It was, you know, 1997. And at the time I thought it was cool and I was new to the industry, toy industry. And I, when people said, this is really amazing, you might get 2 or even 3 years out of it. I felt so disappointed, like, really? Oh, well. And then when it didn't go away, and I kept on redoing new versions of it. So part of it was I kept saying, what about this? What about that? And so I think I helped expand it. And then it just, once it kind of hit that certain point where, and now, of course, parents are buying it for their kids. So it's hit that second generation. It seems to be here to stay, which is incredible.
You guys, in case you didn't hear, it's called Bop It. All you have to do is go on YouTube. It's everywhere on YouTube. I was looking at all the different places. So congratulations. And if you want to watch a little bit more about that story, we have a couple more YouTube segments with Dan and Bop It on there. But I want to talk about something different today.
Completely different, except the name.
Completely different, because something really, I know, that's okay. There you go. You guys, you know what's really great? I'm on social media, I'm looking around, and sure enough, I see this new product pop up. And it's called Sling It? Is that what it's called? Sling It?
Sling It.
From the creator of Bop It, it's Sling It, the medieval sausage slinging game. It's like cornhole meets axle. With a sausage, portable and playable anywhere. Strangely satisfying, yet seriously competitive. Inspired by medieval sausage festivals. For more about sausage slinging history and to join our Kickstarter, visit slingitgame.com.
And it's kind of, I mean, not kind of, it's funny. It's funny and it works and it's pretty cool. So tell us about Sling It.
Sling It is, you know, all about slinging these sausage-shaped beanbags into a slot. Okay, say that fast. Sling the sausage-shaped beanbag in the slot. So it's really almost like cornhole meets axe throwing, as strange as that sounds, meaning the action of throwing these is like an axe, and you're throwing them end over end, and they're going to thwack, you know, in between these bars. And even when I just describe it, most people can viscerally understand how that would work. If you throw something at a vertical slot, it will stick in it. So this was a discovery a few years ago that came from an insight, watching TikTok and viral videos of kids throwing toast into a toaster, right? Or a CD into a CD slot. And so it's like an internet challenge. But it was this insight that said, that's a really cool thing. That's really cool, satisfying. that when it goes in. But of course, it would only go in 1 out of 100 times. So the whole idea was, how can you take that and make it into a satisfying game? And after many, many iterations, I've probably got 25 prototypes that during the pandemic, I was building these in my backyard, kind of like just as a fun game to play. Okay. Love cornhole. I love outdoor games. I grew up with my dad playing, you know, all these backyard games. And so I just really said, I want to build one. He was actually in the hospital at the time. And I would build these and come and show him what I was working on. So it really evolved. It wasn't a sausage shaped beanbag. It was a disc, you know, like all the things you can imagine from an invention. But the big epiphany came. My wife was sewing the beanbags, these circular beanbags, because we were going to throw them into a slot like a toaster. And beanbags are better because they don't bounce out than a hard thing. And I said, don't sew that together. What happens if we, instead of joining these ends, what if we just do that? And I threw it and it stuck. And I was like, that's it. It felt so good. I've literally never had a product feel that good before. So really going on the feel and the action, just said, let's do it. So I've been on this journey, and I can demo it for you later. But that's what Sling It is. You are literally like Bop It. It tells you what to do. Okay. Sling It.
Well, you know, I've never seen a bean bag or in that shape before. That's a new shape, right? I mean,
it is a new shape, and it's a very photogenic and very social, socially ridiculous shape.
I love it. I just love it. Okay. All right. Here's something that's, and I can tell because I watched the video. It looks very satisfying when it goes in. It's like when you're golfing. I'm not a big golfer, but when I hit the ball and I hit it right and it goes, something just feels right. This feels the same way. It would feel the same way once you get it in.
It does. It's, you know, and the good news is it's a whole lot easier than hitting a golf ball. But good news for me anyway. But that is true that it has a visceral feeling to it. Okay. That I've had people that are, you know, 5 to literally 85. My dad was 96 when he first tried it. And if you can go like, you know, this, it depends how far away you stand. If you get it, you know, pretty much 90% of the time, it'll go in and it makes this satisfying sound. So when you're thinking about games that are physical like this,
nice.
It's like, how do you make it easier than it looks? So that when you do it, it feels good. You go, I did it. It's like, well, feel really good. Yeah.
The question I have though,
yeah,
this is on Kickstarter right now.
Right.
And is that a new thing for you? Do you always launch an idea on Kickstarter first, or what's going on with that? Well,
it's the only one I've ever done in 30 years. I did it because I had this kind of idea for a ridiculous backstory, which you may have seen. This is called Sling It, the Medieval Sausage Slinging Game. And I wanted to build a world around it beyond the game. You know, there are a lot of games out there that are sort of the next sort of cornhole type of game. There's a lot of ladder ball in these games, but they don't have a story.
Okay.
And I came up with this idea, or let's just say this is possibly true. We don't know that it's not true. All we know is that I might have extrapolated a little bit of my thinking in that it's the concept that, so I wanted to come up with this story that I didn't think a big toy company would embrace. Okay. And it was a product that I could build myself out of wood. Right. Without it didn't require the type of mass marketing that manufacturing that a toy company does. And it's a category that a lot of toy companies don't do well in. It's a larger outdoor sporting goods product.
Okay.
You know, so it's a little different. So it's not that I haven't shown it to a lot of companies and it's not that they're not interested, but I just wanted to see if we could launch something ourselves on Kickstarter. Get it out there more grassroots, because this is a product that our goal of the Kickstarter is to get 500 of them out there so that those become our sales tools. Because once you play it, everyone wants to buy one, but they have to experience it. And so the feeling is to really build it as a true grassroots product and then let it bake for a while and eventually bring it potentially to a toy company. But as an entrepreneur with a lot more leverage, when it's our brand, we've done all the branding, we've done all the patenting, we've done everything very, very good IP on it. So we'd rather take a shot at owning this entirely. And then when we sell it or license it to a toy company, we'll be in much better shape.
You know, that's really interesting. You have a little bit more control, which I think every inventor would really like to have.
Right.
Maybe more ownership and direction of something, and having proof of concept is going to give you that leverage. There's no doubt about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Okay. And so one other reason why we're doing it. It's a very, very, you know, technical reason. It's fun to do it. I have never had so much fun bringing a product out there in the wild and having people try it. Like, you go to the beach and 40 people will gather around, and I just love it. I love having a product that's an outdoor thing that gives you an excuse to go out there and try it with people. It's actually just incredibly fun to do. So really, it's to take a fun ride is part of the reason that I wanted to do it myself.
Is this going to be a different path for other inventors, you think, if this works?
I think people have certainly tried Kickstarters anyway. And I think for us, it's a little different path for us because it's so difficult now to license products, and they don't, you know, it's the market is very fractured. So you, even when you have a hit, it's not as big as it used to be. Hard to do a high priced item. You know, there's a lot of issues. But there's all these new ways to sell direct to consumers. And with my social following, it seemed like a good idea.
Why is it harder today to license? Wait. Before you answer that, I've always thought the toy industry was a beast. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought if you don't love it, you should probably do something else. I've always thought, you know, it's like playing in the NFL or NBA. There's only so many slots. It's just kind of a very competitive industry. So is it harder today?
Well, first of all, that's why I'm not in the NBA, you know.
But you are kind of. Wait a minute. You are with Bop It. You're on the dream team.
I mean, as a basket, my claim to fame was I could dunk a basketball in high school. But that was all I could really do. I think that it's harder because there's so many other social media direct to consumer ways to sell. Like, there's a lot of the markets being, you know, there's new ways to market. And so, and the big companies are having a lot of trouble with pricing because for some reason, everything else in the world is allowed to inflate but toys. So if you bought a Bop It 27 years ago for $20, now you want it for $15. You don't want it for $20. You know, you forget even $20. And so these products that are getting cheaper and cheaper and cheaper, I think the toy industry is kind of its own worst enemy because it's not saying, sorry, this is your entertainment dollar. What are you paying for dinner now? What are you paying for a movie? It's five times what it was 25 years ago. And yet somehow we're expected to create things for that price, and they've just gotten cheaper. And, you know, I think there's a lot of factors of why you can't sell an idea for what it should be to a company because they have to take so much cost out of it.
Tell me this, you're well known in this industry. You have a product that's been selling for 27 years. Mm-hmm. Is it easy for you to knock on doors? I mean, it should be really easy, right? They know who you are. Is it still
sure?
Is it absolutely still difficult or not?
Of course, I can get in to any company. Most inventors who've been around for just even a little bit, you know, companies like to see free ideas for free. It's a pretty good business model for them. It's really not that hard. They go, you know, if you show up a few times and you don't really show them stuff they want, then they won't ask you back. But I'd say, of course, I can get in to a lot of places. But, you know, once you've left the building, you know, your product has to stand on its own. So it's just as hard as it was, as you know. Your first, it doesn't really matter. It's not like, well, I don't like this product, but the guy who did Bop It did it, so I guess we should buy it. Like, they have to love the product. And it's still just as hard as ever to make an original new idea that's licensable.
Okay, you said to me we could do a demo. How are you going to do it? Let me see. How do we do a demo? You show me. Come on.
We're in my home studio, which is good news, as I happen to have this product set up outside in my yard.
All right.
So we're going to walk out there. I'm going to do a live demo. Hold on. Let me get, I'll take you with me here. Let's see. I'm going to then flip the camera around. So first off.
Hey, everybody, this is the first time we've had a live demo ever. So yeah. We'll see how he does.
I'm going out here. I hope that we got, we're going out to my, so I have this little area in the backyard that I'm going to, so I'm going to now flip this. Hold on. You can see there's, hopefully with the lens is clean. I'm going to flip this camera around like that.
Done this. You guys, I think he's done this before.
But I actually haven't, honestly. So you can see this nice little backyard scene. So this is the Sling It. Now, before I throw at it, I'm winging it a bit here, but I'm going to show you what it is.
All right.
So it's made of wood, and it's got these extrusions in it. And there's, so when you see how it's done, this here, see how flexible?
Nice.
So these are flexible extrusions that we've had made. You know, the rest is just wood construction. It's got scoring built in on the sides. And here's what happened. Sling a
beanbag
into the slot.
You got to do that again.
I'm hard to hold the camera and aim at the same time, but typically they will stick if you, right?
Nice.
Get them in there. Sometimes they have depends on the which way the beanbag goes in. They stick. Sometimes they slide. But the very simple is you get 2 points for the center, 1 point for the others, but only the highest one counts. So if yellow threw that in the center, they would get 2 points, and you end up throwing four each. So at the end of the round, you add it up. But at the last second, right, if orange throws in above you, they get the 2 points. So it's got this amazing gameplay where the last second somebody can, you know, take your points away. And that's when all the screaming starts.
I don't like, that's not fun. Okay, I get it.
It's really fun. So now let me see if I can do it. I'm going to see if I can, I'm going to set this up on my, stand here. And maybe I'll move us a little closer. I really haven't done this before. Okay. So can you see that okay?
Yep, looks good.
Okay. You can see my hand.
Wonderful.
You ready? So that's nice. How we sling it.
Hey, let's, you made that really look easy.
It is easy. So that's yellow just outscored orange. So it's orange turn. Let's see if we can. Oh my God, I'm hot. So orange goes above, but it's super satisfying. They also come in different sizes just because sometimes sausages do. And we find that adds a little bit to the challenge and the humor. So you can see it's a lot more consistent than my, I missed because I actually.
Thank you. I'm glad one missed because this is too good to be true.
It's pretty cool, but it's like axe throwing. You see the motion? It's like axe throwing, right? And yet it's a lot more consistent than that and a lot safer. Right? I swear you'll think it's impossible, but it's easier than anyone could do it the first time. And the scoring and the gameplay is really, really fun.
Okay. Hey, go back into your office. I'm going to wrap this up. This is really awesome.
Yeah,
I love this game. This, you know, outdoor games, when people come over, it's a great thing to do. It's fun to do. It's just smart. I love this. Is really smart.
It's a classic, I think. It's going to be around. You know, that's sort of why I wanted to make it myself. I wanted to make sure there wasn't a toy company that rationalized or whatever you call it, you know, rationalized not doing it for some reason, because it was just something that kind of had to be done. And we're very excited about the Kickstarter. We do need, it is a little tricky to get traction. It's ending in 7 days. I don't know when this is coming out, but if we get some love before then, it would help. But one way or the other, we're doing it anyway. We just wanted to kind of put it out the first.
Well, we'll see if we can get this out as fast as we can. I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
And I think everybody's going to enjoy this because I did a video earlier on this topic. I think as inventors, we need more control. Mm-hmm. And we need to understand that this is a story. You could tell a story. You're newsworthy. A company, it's a company, right?
Right.
But what's really interesting, because of all the social media platforms, because you can tell your story, you can do so many things that they really are probably not going to do for you. So I like that you have more control. I like that you're doing it because I like to tell everybody, get more involved.
Yeah.
Right? And steer the ship a little bit more than just hand it over and good luck, see you later. I don't like it.
Yeah, it is. I've always wanted that. You know, even on working on Bop It, I early on got involved. The gameplay wasn't quite right. And the reason I think it succeeded was, as an industrial designer, making them comfortable. Now you have to make sure you don't come off as a crazy inventor. You know, how to say, look, I love working with people. I love collaborating, and the product will be better with more of the right people in the room. And I think this is sort of taking it to that level where I've just loved every minute of it. And especially what I think people want to do. So if you go to slingitgame.com, you'll see the game and then you'll see the lore. And the lore, just to end on, is extremely interesting theory, as I said, about how they used to sling sausages at the palace gate in medieval times to test whether they were worthy of the king. And if they went through the gate, they were too small. And if they bounced off, they were too fat. And if they wedged in between the bars, as we've just seen, they were perfect. And so we're trying to build this little backstory that says there's a, you know, legend to this game. And we've gone to great lengths to make it a world that you can be immersed in. And, you know, this is why I want to do it on our own. We're trying to create kind of community. And what it's done is it's made people say, oh, you should do this at the Renaissance Fair. This should be at Oktoberfest. This should be, you know, it's kind of let people understand a little more of where it should go and why it would be funny and fun because they're sausages, et cetera. So we're building lore. And just to say, my dad, who recently passed, is the narrator of this video.
Oh.
And he was a professional narrator. And one day I said, can you narrate this for me? I wrote a script. So please listen to the lore video. You will love it. And then you can kind of, I think part of invention is that idea of create the world around your product. Don't just create the thing. It's about the people and the storytelling. So that's why I think this product works.
Yeah, and I love this product. Thank you so much for sharing your journey with this new hit. I think this is going to be around for another 27 years, maybe even longer. I think it's
great. I hope so. I'll be playing it that long. It really is. I have no qualms about calling every friend, say, please buy this, please buy Kickstarter, because you will love it. I have never had so much fun. I think it's the best thing I've ever created, including Bop It. It really is a classic, and I just smile every time I play it. So I'm going to be very passionate about telling all my friends to come in at the last minute and make sure we close the Kickstarter. But thank you so much for having me on to blab about it. And I love that you love it.
Hey, everybody, we're going to put more information, find it, support it, be one of those first people where you can say, hey, I was at the very beginning of this journey. I made it happen for Dan. Dan, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you, Stephen. See you later. I'll sling it with you soon.